Hi, is this Chase?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Chase. Chase, this is Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke yesterday towards the end of the day regarding branding your business and promoting your website onto that first page of Google. Is this a good time?
Yeah. I mean, if we make it quick, man, I'm kind of not feeling all that well.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, I mean, we can be quick about this. I just need a little bit of information here for your business. I never did get your last name, first of all.
Ashton.
You said Ashton?
Yeah, A-S-H-T-O-N.
Okay. And then what is a good email address either for you or for your company?
It's randcroof@gmail.com. So basically reads out, you know,
gotcha.
R and C roof.
Right. Yeah, so the A-N-D is spelled out in the email,
yeah.
But of course, in the name of the business, it is the ampersand, right? Not the the word spelled out. Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. And then I don't think I ever did ask you, but the 1014 West Louisa Ave, I mean, you are service-based, and you always go out to the customer, so there's no physical address that we would be promoting for your business online, right?
No.
Okay, and that's perfectly fine. Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, and even if that were a shop or an outside office where you did your paperwork, since customers don't come to you, Google does prefer to just list your city and state, not any physical address. So I do have the information that I need to schedule that follow-up call. Hopefully you'll be feeling better when we schedule that call for a little bit later. I will need to kind of zip through voice verification real quick. It is required of us as a Google Premier partner. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that that rate will never go up, that it's a month-to-month service, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. The other thing that I wanted to do here for you, it is a holiday-shortened week coming up next weekend. We'll obviously be out of the office on Monday for the 4th, so I want to kind of get things started here, and I'm reducing setup fees today and for every day next week. Instead of the normal $299 setup fee that would attach to the first month, it's just going to be a one-time $99 setup fee. It only attaches to the first month, and of course every month after that it would be $199. So the first month, of course, would be just $298. Now I do have that voice verification set up, and like I said, feel free to stop me if you have a question. But it does read as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Mr. Ashton. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, Chase, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
RNC Construction.
And that's exactly how I have that, with the ampersand, the symbol for the word, and not the A-N-D spelled out. And then, Mr. Ashton, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Chase Ashton, owner.
Okay. And, Mr. Ashton, as the owner of RNC Construction, Chase, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Chase, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as you might imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign, and since our job is to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are able to contact you directly, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Ashton, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Okay, so you all I don't need to do none of the tech stuff. All I'm going to have to do is answer phone calls.
Correct, yeah. You will most of the time just be getting phone calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Obviously, our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, but the service only works if you answer the phone.
Right.
Alrighty, perfect. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason we ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think may also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Chase, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that that information is consistently branding your business accurately. Now, with the reduction in the cost to both the setup fee and the subscription cost, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 1st of July, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $298.00. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 1st of the month at that same or at the further reduced rate of exactly $199. And that $199 is, in fact, an exact amount. It'll never go up. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. Now, the service is offered completely at will, which means if at any time, for any reason, you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, you can pause the service or stop the service outright, no questions asked or fees involved. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Chase, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Ashton, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Could you go over the cancellation terms one more time?
Yeah, so it is month to month. There's no long-term contracts at all. Your billing date is the 1st. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it, whether you get more work than you can take on or want to go on vacation. You can even pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Because we are closed on the weekend and today is Friday, your billing date may fall on a weekend, so we do ask that you call us at least 3 days before your billing date so that we can stop any future payment. Is that fair?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. So that does conclude the voice verification, and then Chase, is that first payment going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
Visa.
And is it your name on that card, the business name, or both?
Both.
Both. And any middle initial or just first and last?
First and last.
Okay. You said it was a Visa card, sir. I am actually ready for that number whenever you are.
4259.
Okay.
0900.
Yes, sir.
1471.
Okay.
3748.
And the last, the expiration month and year?
11/25.
11/25, and the last three digits on the back of the card?
906.
You say 506 or 906?
9.
Okay, so I've got 906, and 11 or November of 2025 for the expiration date. And then Chase, was the card itself 42-59-0900-1471-3748?
Yes.
And is that bill at 1014 West Louisa Ave, 76367?
Yes.
Okay. So in about a minute here, you will receive a confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I don't.
Okay, that's okay. You'll receive it by email in about a minute. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That is 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. You can email the support team 24/7 if you choose, and of course, if you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that following business day. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. And then, Chase, there is actually a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. When you receive one or the other, the text or the email, please do let me know. I wanted to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end here is to schedule your follow-up call with our technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Just kind of the hours of operation you want to be listed for, forms of payment you accept, any mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, those types of questions that I mentioned on that last phone call. We schedule by the hour. The call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. I could actually get you in the next hour here if you're feeling up to it. We could do something later on today. It looks like as late as 5 o'clock would be available for later today. Like I said, we schedule by the hour, but the call takes about 25 or 30 minutes. Did you want something closer towards the end of the day?
You can try, man. I don't know if I'm going to be up there or not.
Okay. We can put you down for that 5 o'clock. It'll be scheduled from 5 until 6. The call itself would take about 25, 30 minutes, get you a few minutes after 5, get you off the phone pretty close to 5:30 there. Now, did you happen to receive either the text message or the email? Okay. If you open up the text, it goes where we want it to go. If you open up the invoice email, of course, it's got the invoice at the bottom, and in the body of the email, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. It, of course, talks about the Google Business Profile Optimization. We will mirror the content on Bing as well. The directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. I don't want to walk you through all of this, but if you scroll down towards the very bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click in that box. And then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, we need you to type in or copy and paste your business, or your name, I should say, as it appears, Chase Ashton, case sensitive with appropriate spacing. So if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after. But once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box below it. That does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced both your setup fee and your subscription costs, that your rate will never go up. It also does allow us to release the Google PIN card so we can verify that you are an active business in the local area, and also to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in doing that when it takes you to the next screen and asks you for a username and a password. If you do see that, don't worry about that. It's just our automated system thinking you're trying to access your tracking system. So it's asking you to log into your account. It's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be accessing for your tracking system. But you don't have to worry about that right now. Of course, that tracking system has not been created. Your username is simply your phone number. Area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, so just the number 940-704-3407. In the next couple of days, we will email and text out to you your username and the default password that you can use for your tracking system if you choose. You can even change that password once you log in. You are all set and squared away. I do hope you feel better. We will try to call you a couple of times in that 5 o'clock hour for your client interview. If we're not able to reach you, we'll certainly reschedule that for early next week. But we're pretty excited to get this going, get your website out in front of more people, get your phone ringing, and of course, earn your business just 1 month at a time.
Do you need to know what my website is?
Oh, I do have your website up. It is simply rndconstructiontx.com, of course, in the website. The AND is spelled out.
Okay.
I like the website, by the way.
It's R and C, right?
Oh, that's what I said. Yeah, I mean, that's what I have here, but not what I said. R and C. I was a little confused with the D there. Because obviously in the name of the business, it's not A&D spelled out. But it is R and C Construction, TX.com. So I've got that email, I'm sorry, that website attached here. And like I said, it is a Google compliant website. It meets what Google needs for a website to rank well, as long as it has the right off-page optimization, the right directory submissions. That's our job. Your website's already mobile optimized, and a secure website, that contact form, the information when people put that in is encrypted. Your website is HTTPS, and the S actually means secure, so that's important. But we will be promoting R&C ConstructionTX.com.
Thanks.
All righty. I appreciate you, and thanks for hanging in there with me, even though you're not feeling well. I do hope you feel better. You take care. You enjoy the holiday weekend as much as you can.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Chase. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.